News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Text to say 6 months for a resit for a text in Dean's Grange. The RSA is not fit for purpose. Now, this, of course, is because the waiting times for driving tests have gone from 10 weeks to 12 weeks in some areas, and in some places they have gone as high as 21 weeks. With us is Brenda Bulger, who is owner of the Bulger School of Motoring. Brenda, what are your students and clients seeing in terms of waiting times for tests?
Well, what I will say is I was always one of the loudest voices to say that the RSA weren't doing enough to reduce the driving test waiting times, but they actually have stepped up quite a bit across the majority of the country, and they have reduced the driving test waiting times to on average somewhere between 12 and 16 weeks. Now, there are some test centres where it is a lot higher than that, but absolute great strides have been made to reduce those driver test waiting times.
And what do you advise people to do? To apply for the test while they're still doing the lessons, or should they wait until they're ready to go and then suck up a 3 month wait if that's what it takes?
Well, what I would advise is, first of all, they can't apply for their driving test until they have completed all 12 lessons and all 12 lessons have been uploaded onto the RSA system. And then there's like a 2 week wait period while the system updates itself. Then you can go ahead and apply for your test. I would advise, if you think you're ready to do your test, go ahead and continue to take some lessons. It doesn't have to be at the same rate. It doesn't have to be one a week, but it could be just an assessment that we can work and focus on areas that require improvement and get some feedback in relation to that. I think one of the biggest challenges people have is that they don't have access to a vehicle in a lot of scenarios where they can't practice or they don't have access to a full licensed driver to drive with them. And that can impede their ability to get out and get some practice done. So please do continue to invest in your skills by getting a lesson from a professional. There are a multitude of YouTube videos and social media forums where people try to seek advice. But I would genuinely encourage people to try and just take continued lessons with a professional instructor while you're waiting. If you're not ready for your test and you do get a test date, you can cancel it twice, provided you give 10 days notice without losing your fee, but you must sit it the third time.
And has the RSA given any particular reason as to why the times are running at the 12-week region?
They haven't specifically. I mean, to be fair, we were at times where people were waiting almost a year, if not over a year. To get it down to 12 weeks has been an exceptional amount of work, and I'm sure they'll continue to work on that. But just for myself, what I could experience is, as a driving instructor, you would get a phone call on a Saturday or even a Sunday, and somebody is from somewhere in Dublin and they've applied for their driving test in Kilkenny and they're looking for a test, a lesson 1 hour before the test on Monday. And they've never driven around Kilkenny before. They're not familiar with the area at all. They haven't given enough time to prepare to give themselves the best chance to pass that test. Like, driving instructors are good, but we can't teach you everything you need to know about a locality in 60 minutes. And what you'll find then is test centres that would have a tendency to have higher pass rates, a lot of people will look online for the test centres with the higher pass rates and specifically apply for those test centres, and a portion of those are not ready and not prepared to pass their test when they go to those centres.
And how significant is location familiarity when it comes to actually getting the pass?
It's a small portion of it. It's not a large portion of it, but there are some areas, for example, where, you know, the main road is actually the one that goes around to the left, but the signage on approach that is obscured by some overgrowth. So if it's just highlighted to you or you are a local, you would have that little bit more knowledge than somebody who wouldn't. Or if you're going in the opposite direction, you actually don't have right of way. You have to stop and give way to the road on your left, which sounds bizarre, but there are road structures like that around. And it is kind of that little bit of local knowledge. And if you're coming to an area that you're not familiar with, you are seeking that little bit of local knowledge. But equally, your driving instructor isn't just there to give you the local knowledge. They're there to pick up on some of the skills. And because you're distracted looking around because you're not familiar with the area, it will have an impact on your focus whilst you're in control of the vehicle.
What about then the culture in respect of continuing education when it comes to driving? Is it a sort of a sense of one and done? You've passed your test and that's it. You go forth as a completely rounded driver, never to get any further training.
That is exactly the mindset. And I think it probably stems from the word test itself. It's a finite word. Like once you've done your test, you're finished. Once you've done your leave and cert, you're finished. Your formal education in secondary school, once you've done your exams at college, you're finished. When you get into the employment world, you have continuous assessment, which is a far better approach because you're always striving to do better and improve and look for areas of improvement. And with the driving test, it is testing that you reach a basic standard, not an advanced standard, a basic standard. The average driving test can be 20 to 30 minutes of actual driving, and you're allowed to make 8 relatively serious mistakes in that time frame, which is a lot.
Brenda, thank you. Brenda Bulger, owner of the Bulger School of Motoring. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.